Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office is urging residents and visitors to make safety a priority during the holiday weekend, especially when it comes to fireworks and boating activities. Deputies say improper use of fireworks has led to neighborhood disturbances, property damage, and serious injuries in past years, prompting repeated complaints and enforcement calls across the county. Officials are encouraging people to use caution and be respectful of neighbors when celebrating. With nearly 100 miles of shoreline along Lake Huron, the Sheriff's Office is also reminding boaters and kayakers to closely monitor changing weather and water conditions before heading out. Authorities say cold water temperatures currently ranging from the mid-50s to the low 60s can quickly lead to hypothermia, even during warm weather. The county's North Shore has become a popular kayaking destination in recent years, but emergency responders have handled numerous rescues, near drownings, and fatalities involving kayakers. Deputies stress the importance of wearing a properly fitted life jacket, understanding personal limits, and knowing the capabilities of a kayak before going offshore. Officials warn that calm conditions near shore can become much rougher further out on the lake. Loaner life jackets remain available in both Port Austin and Caseville through partnerships involving local agencies and businesses. The Sheriff's Office also recommends kayakers carry a cell phone in a waterproof container and always inform someone of their travel plans before leaving shore. Authorities are also reminding visitors to respect private shoreline property, noting that trespassing complaints continue to be an issue each year. The Sheriff's Office says Marine Patrol deputies will continue enforcing boating and safety laws throughout the holiday weekend. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news. When it comes to Chevy, nobody in the Thumb does it like Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Drive the 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT all-wheel drive EvoTex leather heated seats and wheel power liftgate, dual zone climate, power seat, rain sense wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, Chevy safety assist, and more. Just $325 a month. Need a truck? The 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew LT four-wheel drive brings heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, full trailering with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. Only $360 a month. Or go compact and capable with the 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT. Heated seats and wheel, rear cross traffic alert, lane alert, blind zone alert, and more. Just $249 a month. It's time to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The Thumbs Up for Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with $2,000 down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, Michigan House Republicans approved a broad tax cut package Wednesday aimed at lowering costs for homeowners and businesses across the state. The eight-bill plan passed along party lines 57 to 45 and now heads to the Democrat-controlled Senate for consideration. The proposal would eliminate several taxes, including the state's 6-mill property tax that helps fund public schools, the real estate transfer tax, and the so-called pop-up tax that increases taxable property value after a sale. Another measure would end the personal property tax paid by businesses on equipment. Republican lawmakers say the plan would reduce housing and utility costs for Michigan families. Supporters estimate homeowners could save about $1,400 annually through lower property taxes and utility bills. The package also requires electric and natural gas utilities to reduce customer rates to reflect lower tax obligations if the personal property tax is repealed. To offset the lost revenue, Republicans are proposing a new 6% tax on many services, though lawmakers have not yet voted on that measure or finalized which services would be taxed. According to the House Fiscal Agency, repealing the taxes included in the package could reduce state and local revenue by several billion dollars each year, including funding currently directed to schools and local governments. All House Democrats voted against the legislation. If approved by the Senate, the bills would move to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.